in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. We continue to talk about the Palm Sunday, when the people hear him as the Son of David, the Messiah. He does not try to restrain them, because he is a weeping king in the midst of a shouting multitude. Lamentation. The people does not accept him for what he really is. They want their own expectations. Our Lord Jesus is not the kind of Messiah they had expected. This is why after a few days they were shouting, crucify him. Because they want him according to their own expectations. A materialistic attitude. What Israel wanted was its own kind of Messiah. Handmade, kiddo. A Messiah of the earth. A political deliverer. Even today, the people, they go to our Lord Jesus Christ for wrong expectations. The stress has been on salvation from sin, conversion to holiness of life, spiritual fruitfulness. St. Matthew mentions the two animals. وده الحاجة اللي مرات أغلب الناس بياخدوها على ابونا متى المسكين في كتابه تفسير إنجيل معلمنا متى. Is this in Arabic؟ بس بتعمل big deal يعني فيها something مش رايت whatever. إنه بيقول لك إنه دي كانت سان ماثيو روتت رونجلي. أقول لك maybe he didn't review what is written. حد مثلا بيدى حد يكتب له الحاجة وطبر يعني مش المبررات يعني. بس أنا I mention it علشان هون يريد it. أنا بالنسبة لي أما أقرأ مثلا في كتاب أبونا متى المسكين ولما أجي على حاجة زي كده بحط جنبها question mark وخلاص. مش معنى كده أن أنا مش هستفيد من الحاجات التانية. دونكي وكولت ما كانش فيه دونكي وكولت يا هو بيقول لك دي رونج
ابو ابونا بس
يقول هي الموضوع اساسا نقلها سان ماثيو من زكريا ونقلها حاجه دي مش مظبوطه يقول لك ده وحي. Is this an inspiration? St. Mark, Luke, and John mentioned just one. St. Luke alone, who reported that the Pharisees asked Jesus to silence the people, to silence the children. I will say that they didn't dare to silence them directly. طب عايزينهم يسكت طب سكتوه مش هيقدروا. Reserved for sacred use. خدوا بالكم من الإديات كمان. Everything has been carefully planned and is orderly appropriate. إزاي؟ Exactly as it should be. There is nothing haphazard and unbroken or unbagged colt. بيقول لك أتى الجحش ابن أتان لم يمتطي أحد قبل. Reserved for sacred use. Animals for certain types of ritual use had to be previously unused. Do you remember anything like this? نعم. لا لا بيقول لك ال 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 هنا بيحدد ان الجحش ده ما ركبوش حد قبل كده.
هو البكري
البكري
داود
في حاجات في الاولد تيستمنت لازم تبقى ان يوزد، فبيقول لك الفيرست بورن انه ده مش مرتبطش في حاجه، بس في حاجات الاط هنشوفها ورا بعضها. The Septuagint version of Zechariah 9:9 speaks of new colt. Peter, read it, please.
And he said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied in which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it."
Our Lord Jesus Christ telling the two disciples what to where to go, what they will find, and they will find the colt which no one has said unused before. He told them beforehand, untie them. While you are untying them, the people, they will ask you what you will answer. In شوف الديتيلز اللي بيقول لهم عليها قبل ما يروحوا، تحطها زي ما عمل كده في ماثيو 17 على الفيشنج، الفيش ويلاقي فيها الماني. وده اللي هيقوله لهم في كوفننت ثيرزداي. في كوفننت ثيرزداي تو ديسايبلز سان بيتر وسان جون قال لهم تو جيروسلم هتلاقوا somebody carrying a pot of jar. وذس انيوجوال، لان البيبل المن كانوا يوجوالي انهم بياخدوا السكن القربة، لكن put of jars is unusual. ما هو مش عايزهم يبقوا confused. ما ممكن تلاقي many people carrying السكن. الحاجة التانية our Lord Jesus Christ gives them the sign. Why he didn't tell them about the name of the person carrying the water pot? Because Judas is carried standing next to them. So he didn't want to reveal it before Judas because he didn't want them to arrest him and he didn't finish yet according to his own time. في حاجات لازم يعملها، في حاجات بيخلصها حتى في المكان اللي هو to be arrested. فالحاجة يعني مترتبة، يعني شوفوا هنا كده كل حاجة carefully, orderly, appropriate, exactly. فبيديهم كده كأنه password. The only to know it. The cows chosen to pull the ark of covenant لازم تبقى unused. Which has never been yoked. First Samuel 6. The law concerning unsolved murder. خدتوا بالكم ليه دي؟ Studying Old Testament. لا غير City of Refuge. لما تقرا في Deuteronomy 21. تري لما بيقول لك في unsolved murder ليبيو واحد victim killed وbetween cities ومش عارفين which city is the murderer has. فبيقول لك انهم بيجيبوا برضو cow unused. Deuteronomy Saint Mary is ever virgin. حتى التوم unused. عارفين ليه التوم unused؟ عارفين التوم برضو دي culture differences. التوم هنا بتجيب واحد وتحطه. التوم في ميدل ايست الأوضة بيبقى فيها many bodies. فلو هي used ممكن نقول لك لا ده واحد من اللي ماتوا قبل كده هو اللي قام. unused ويقول لك reserved for sacred use. لما تيجي تترانسليت ده حتى في our spiritual life يقول لك الواحد محتاج انه يبقى holy to God. holy يعني ما ينفعش ان انا اقول لربنا يا رب يعني انت it is enough for you part of my heart. اقول مش انت فالحاجة الثانية يقول لك the red heifer ضروري برضو قريته عندي البقرة الحمراء the red heifer لم يعلى عليها نير the book of numbers chapter 19 فكل دولة يقول لك reserved for sacred use reserved for sacred use divine omniscient to tell them exact what they will find. They found it just as he had told them. Of Covenant Thursday, so they found everything just as Jesus had told them. It is same with us. Our Lord Jesus said, you will live a holy life, you will live close to God, but you will find the temptation, you will find the persecution, they will do this with you, you will find the temptation, you will find Satan will fight against you, whatever you will find. You will find it exact. لو أنا بدي direction لحد وبقول له هتجو this place, you will find مثلا gas station, you will find مش عارف McDonald's, مش عارف to find إيه. لو أنا رحت وملقتش الحاجة دي يبقى أنا wrong way. رمجة دايركشن تفضل
عندنا الكسرة أو في الجزء الأولاني يقولنا في اليمين دايما يقول لما حتى عنده الدعوة تبقى واضحة جدا جدا مفيش يعني زي ما السيد المسيح كده كل حاجة واضحة ومترتبة بس اللي بيحصل بالنسبة للناس نادر اللي بيبقى عنده هذا الوضوح يعني بيقول لك انا عايز ابقى كذا انا الخدمة دي بحبها انا مش عارف جاء مثلا ابونا قال له تعالى انت حساب انت ما بتبقاش فيها الوضوح اللي كده او مثلا حد عنده يعني عايز يبقى كاهن مثلا بس تلاقي كتير قوي
هو أول حاجة اللي هي الدعوة الكولينج والدعوة دي بيبقى لها يعني بتبقى ديفرنت من واحد للتاني في الحياة وبتبقى لما بتيجي بتبقى فيري كلير وبيبقى فيها بيس بيبقى فيها راحة فمحتاجة انه ايه يعني الواحد ما بس doesn't act hastily to wait for the right time right direction يعني هي مش بال مش الكولينج في just of one service وخلاص ما فيه المهم ان انا اخدم ربنا على اي حال من الاحوال same Alex read this for us please
they will put you out of the synagogue yes the time is coming that one kills you will think that he offers wrong service and these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me but these things I have told you that when the time comes you may remember that I told you of them and these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you
it is same our Lord Jesus Christ said it where John 16 that when our Lord Jesus said it last discourse covenant Thursday before his arresting قال لهم أنا أقول لكم اللي يحصل معاكم ما يبقاش مفاجأة but Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men and he needed not that any should testify of man for he knew what was in man عارفين لما بقراها كده انا لسه ما شفتش الريفرنس بتاعها لازم اعرف ان دي جون 2 طرد الباعه كلينسنج ذا تمبل. فقال لك الله عارف اللي في الانسان لم ياتمنهم على نفسه لانه كان يعرف الجميع ولم يكن محتاجا ان يشهد احد عن الانسان لانه علم ما كان في الانسان. جنتو سان بيتر قال له Lord you know all things. John 21. How comforting. Psalm 139. Mina please. God is perfect. Knowledge of man. This I love it. Is this? Again, please.
You have had me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Mm-hmm. For you form my inward parts, you cover me in my mother's womb.
Thank you. Again.
I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they are well written, the days fashioned for me.
Thank you. When as you there were none of them, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me. Therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Psalm 139. Preparation. The Lord needs it. ده بيقول عليها تقول The Lord needs it. Yeah. على الدونكي. يقول The Lord needs it. He needs you. He needs me. Esther 4:14. We need God. Anthropomorphism. Hosea 11:8, Micah 7:18, Zephaniah 3:17, Romans 8:26-32. The Lord needs it. Procession. The 12 began to carpet the road with their outer garments. Proclamation. A quotation from one of the Psalms. This is a Hallel Psalms, sung during the Passover. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. All the four Gospels include this line in their reports. It is also one of the Psalms most often referred to in the New Testament. 118. The stone which the builders rejected and which became the cornerstone. The others are psalms. To this is all they call it messianic psalms. Psalms are talking about the Messiah. But in heaven, peace. What the angels said during the nativity for Lord Jesus Christ? Peace on earth. Here we will in heaven peace. In nativity, peace on earth. When Christ's royalty is fully recognized, all position will be consecrated to his service. The Lord needs it. All degrees of talents, capacities. So the poet, the painter, the musician, the orator, the rich man, the man of influence, the Lord needs all. All the service of Christ will become the subject of ardent and universal praise. Well, then, as he was now drawing near the descent of the mountain Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." A willing God and unwilling sinner. Well, now, as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make of your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation." Luke 41 to 44. Those verses are unique. You can't find it anywhere else. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and the stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted, you were not willing. Your house is left to you desolate. Matthew 23. Come من مر أردت ولم تريد. Nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following. Actually, is this? We read it on the last Friday of the Great Lent. For it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside Jerusalem. Jesus laments over Jerusalem. Luke 13. How often? How many opportunities? How many chances? Jerusalem. Jerusalem had been the joy of the whole earth. Farah kull al-ard. Walk about Zion and go round about her till the towers thereof. Make you will her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. Well, if I don't remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. talking about Jerusalem. Instead of penitence, of repentance, there had been hardening. Instead of conversion, apostasy. Jesus wept. Jesus lament. Rasa' over the lost men. There are funeral words. The lamb soars in his wrath. Love weeps when justice smites. ودول the seven people God called them twice. Their names. Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Samuel, Martha, Simon, Saul, وفي كمان بس مش بيرسون جورسون. The holy city, we talked about what Jerusalem referred to. Well, the hen and the chickens. By this image, the Lord offers us in his tenderness. He maintains his divine supremacy of love. How he will cradle you like a mother. When he gathers them in, he gathers them to his heart. To protect. This is the Sabbath, Palm Sunday, and the Holy Monday. The request by the mother of Saint James and Saint John. Great look. I want my sons want to be right and left. What is her name? No. Saloma. Saloma. Till she was on Great Friday. She was attending during the crucifixion. And she saw what is on his right hand, what is on her left hand. قد قال له أنا كنت عايزها الآية لي. عشان كده قال لها أنت عارف ما تقول إيه؟ هي يشرب الكاس مش واخده جيت يشرب. طب ادالها ربنا ولا لا؟ أول واحد من ولادها يستشهد من التلاميذ وآخر واحد يتنيح وباقي التلاميذ وسطاني. قلت له في ماثيو 20 وماركتين عايز a special place, a special prominence in order to share in his kingdom. The disciple must share in the cup of suffering. The occasion for Jesus to teach about service for others. Saint John and Saint James ask about glory. Jesus gives them the cross. Extreme ambition is selfishness. Parental feeling may degenerate into misanthropy. What did this woman care for other people? Position? Influence? Again, listen, تعلمان مت unreasonable, misunderstanding. Your request arises from an incorrect view of the character of my kingdom, which is spiritual. وده اللي زعل التلاميذ. And when the ten heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. All men who wish to outreach their brethren deserves indignation. Religion does not annihilate anger. It regulates its expression and penalties, a warning against an unbrotherly disposition. Anger. An example of Christ's method of treating. Jesus Christ does not expel them. He declares their ignorance. He points out their weakness. He shows that suffering is the portion of those who follow him. Greeks. Holy Monday. The Greeks sought to show our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the prophecy, a light to Gentiles. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. طيب. Gentiles, they came after his birth. Gentiles, they came before his cross. After his birth, the wise men. Before his cross, the Greeks. تسير الأمم في نورك والملوك في ضياء إشراقك. أقمتك نورا للأمم. ده اللي قلت لكم عنه. ده the one who sent the Greeks. أبجر. في كتب بتتكتب عنه. وتشيرش فازرز زي تقول about him. ودي اللي يقول على مانديليون. مانديليون آيكون. كينج أبجر. Yes. Omar to refer to different places actually. This is the Greeks and this is the wise men. Both are Gentiles from east and west to the manger and to the cross. Matthew 2, John 12. We want to see Jesus. They wanted to who? First, they wanted to La Gable San Andrew to Philip. And Philip took them to San Andrew. St. John Chrysostom, Galilee, Philip took them to Andrew. Seniority. A combination of narrative, monologue, and dialogue. St. John Chrysostom, because Philip went to Andrew as he was his senior. He presented the matter to him and did not act with authority as he had read. Do not go into the way of Gentiles.
Is this why the Greeks say St. Andrew is their saint?
Well, عشان ال preaching كمان.
He did go to Greece?
And he went also to Russia. مش عارف معجزة العذراء حل الحديد. لا اثيوبيا سان ماثيو لانه مرات they went to different places as you know. بس احنا عندنا حتى العيد بتاع العذراء حل الحديد عشان سان اندرو كان متياس سوري سير. We would see Jesus. The consequences of seeing our Lord Jesus Christ: rest, peace, quickening, healing, freedom, strength, fullness, joy, enlightenment. Seeking Christ, what is the motive? Wise men, Greeks, Jews, heard the Greek, heard Antipas. ده كان عايز يشوف معجزة. He wants to see a miracle. The savior of the world. One of St. John's major theme is that our Lord Jesus is the savior of the world. Not simply redeemer of Israel. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. For God so loved the world. The Samaritans rightly identified him as the savior of the world. He gave his life for the world. He gives the life to the world. For the world, to the world. He is the light of the world. The universal emphasis of St. John's Gospel is too obvious to miss. Our Lord Jesus will bring the other sheep. Gentiles came to see our Lord Jesus when he was a young child. And now Gentiles came to see him just before his death. Saint Augustine, well, if you love, then be ready to suffer loss. If you wish to attain life in the Lord Jesus, then don't fear to die for his sake. If you love your life in a sinful manner, then you truly hate it. This is also in John 12. Note the contrast. Loneliness or fruitfulness. يقول لك حبة الحنطة, the seed, لو خلتها lonely كده مش هتبقى fruitful. Losing your life or keeping your life. Saving self or serving Christ. Pleasing self or receiving God's honor. You certainly have buried yourself out here. بتسمع ناس يقول لك كده. You certainly have buried yourself out here. We haven't buried ourselves. We were planted. Before leaving this section, the Savior's grave clothes, by contrast, would be left in the tomb. We talked about it, unlike Lazarus's. Christ's resurrection transfigures the human nature, he will never die again. But look to this. Our Lord Jesus Christ, weary but offered the living water with the Samaritan woman. He was hunger with the fruitless fig tree. He is asleep but commanding the winds to silence. He wept, but called Lazarus from the grave. This to show you his humanity and his divinity. Monday, entered the city, cleansed the temple, healed the blind and the lame, taught the multitudes. Holy Monday, Israel was outwardly fruitless, the victory, inwardly corrupt, the temple, deterioration, the victory. Purification to the cleansing the temple, the barren fig tree. This is the second time it is written that our Lord Jesus Christ was hungry. But it is written, for it was not the season for figs. Symbolic and prophetic action. The Messiah came to search for the fruit of righteousness. The fig tree was a common Old Testament image of Israel. I found Israel like graves in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits on the fig tree in its season. This a German theologian who has come striking observation as the cursing of the fig tree. The difficulties is dimensioned here. If we understand by it the kinds of figs which remain hanging on the branches all winter and are gathered in the early spring, in that case the sense of the words would be this: while the common kinds of figs were not yet ripe. كله علشان الكلمة اللي مسألة اللي يقول لك لم يكن وقت الإثمار يعني. Victory because it is a symbol of hypocrisy. Adam tried to cover himself. And our Lord Jesus Christ rebukes the Pharisees because of their hypocrisy. And this is the appearance, it is not like the inward. Deeds, the action, it is not like the sayings. They have leaves, but they have not fruits. How the leaves accompanied with fruits? Fruits are very important, or it will be withered. The fruits, our Lord Jesus talked about it in the Gospel of St. John chapter 15. And St. John the Baptist talked about it. We should to bear fruits. The fruits to be good fruits in due season, and the fruits to increase. يقول لك يعطي سمر, السمر يبقى جيد, والسمر يدوم, يقول يدوم سمركم فيكم, وينقي ليأتي بثمر أكثر, السمر يتكاثر. The doom of those things which don't